Good afternoon, church. First, giving honor to God for his confidence in me that he would call me to stand behind this sacred desk. Giving honor to my pastor who think it not robbery that he would share this desk that has been assigned to him with us. To our diaconate, our deaconess, trustees, and to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ. There is a word from the Lord on today, and it's found in the book of Job. Our first verse is Job 13, chapter 13, verse 15. And I'm going to follow with chapter 42, verses 10 through 12a. And it's on your screen. I'm reading from the New International Version. Verse 15, Job 13, 15 says, though he slay me, yet will I hope in him. I will surely defend my ways to his face. And moving down to chapter 42, verse 10 through 12a, it says, after Job had prayed for his friends, the Lord made him prosperous again and gave him twice as much as he had before. All his brothers and sisters and everyone who had known him before came and ate with him in his house. They comforted and consoled him over all the trouble the Lord had brought upon him. And each one gave him a piece of silver and a gold ring. The Lord blessed the latter part of Job's life more than the first. If I was to tag this message today with a title, it would be Turning Around for Me. The book of Job is one of the oldest books in the Bible. It's found in our Old Testament, and many of us are familiar with the man named Job who God allowed Satan to afflict because God knew that Job was a righteous man and that God knew that Job would have faith in God in the midst of trials and tribulations. We often quote Job 13, 15, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. And there's another verse that many of us often say from the book of Job. It says, but he knows the way that I take. When he has tested me, I will come forth as gold. The word says that Job was blameless and upright before God, that Job feared God and that he shunned evil. On this particular day in this story, the angels of God came up to present themselves before God, and Satan came with them. And when he arrived, God asked the question, where have you come from? Satan responded, I've been roaming through the earth, going back and forth in it. Many of us know that Satan is everywhere, and he's roaming to and fro, seeking who he might kill and destroy. Satan comes in many forms, and he comes to steal our joy and to kill our spirit. This story is given as an example to us of all of how life can take us through some twists and some turns. But it is our faith in God that matters most. Job's entire life was turned upside down. Job suffered tremendous loss at God's permissive hand. Job lost the things that represent a sign of a man's well-being, of prosperity. He lost his children. He lost his wealth. And he lost his good health. God allowed Satan to test Job. When Satan said to God, Job only worships you because you've blessed him. He's only worshiping you because you have put a hedge of protection around him. But remove that hedge of protection and see if he won't curse you. So God allowed Satan to test Job, and immediately Job lost everything. The word goes on to tell us that Job was in such a state that he just fell down and tore his clothes and put sand all over himself as he mourned over the loss of all the things that had come in his life and had left in his life in an instant. How many know that sometimes we can be so overwhelmed by the pain of life that we don't even know what to do with ourselves? All we can do is sit down and cry and pray and ask God to please help us through this time of difficulty. When Job's three friends, he had three friends real that came and they heard about what had happened to Job. They first came and sat with him. They came with the ministry of presence. Sometimes we need to just go sit with a friend when they're in trouble. We may not know what to say, but just sit with them and be with them as they're in their time of distress and grief. After being present with Job for a while, they stopped just sitting there, but they began to think aloud. And as they began to think aloud, they shared their thoughts with Job. They misrepresented God, accusing God of venting his wrath and his anger against Job. They tried to convince Job and telling him that his sins had caused these things to happen to them. They totally misunderstood. They had not a clue what was going on. Friendship is a powerful ally, and it's a much needed ally. But be careful who you allow flesh to determine the works of the divine. Sometimes God is doing some things in your life that nobody knows but God. And although we want to be a word of advice, we want to be comforters, we got to sometimes just be present and let God do what God does best. I'm sure Job's friends didn't set out to hurt Job, nor did they set out to be a spokesperson for God. They were so taken aback by the afflictions of Job. They had to find some way to justify some of this stuff that was going on. They couldn't believe that God would allow Job to suffer so greatly if he had not sinned against God. Jesus says that we will have trials and tribulations in this world. But he also said, I have overcome this world. You see, testing stretches us. Testing grows our faith. And testing draws us closer to God. The word says that they were friends of Job. Therefore, I believe it's safe to say that they knew a little something about Job. No doubt they had seen Job walk before the Lord. No doubt they had witnessed Job's worship unto God, observed Job's blessings from the Lord. And they knew that Job reverenced God. Job was a man who always purified himself before the Lord. And he made sacrifice of burnt offerings to cover his household, to atone for the sins of his children, and to thank God for all that he had blessed him with. Parents, there's a lesson in here for us. That we too ought to pray for our children and to go before the Lord for their protection and their soul. Jesus, just as Jesus' blood atones for us and covers us of our sins, we ought to stand on our relationship with God and intercede on behalf of our children. Sometimes our children have not yet come to themselves. You know the story about the prodigal son who had not come to himself, and he went out into the world. But when he came to himself, the Lord opened up his arms and welcomed them back. And that's the kind of God we serve. And sometimes our children go out, and we as parents have to stand in the gap, praying and petitioning and asking God to bless them on our behalf, on our prayer, on our intercession for them. Here was a man after God's own heart who was blameless and upright. He feared God and he shunned evil, yet some very devastating things happened to him. Even Job's wife said to him, curse God and die. Even as he remembered what his friends said to him, that it was his sin that had caused him to be in this situation. And so Job decided, well, I think I need to have a little talk with Lord. You see, the first thing Job shows us is that we have to have faith in God. That if we have faith in God, he has the ability to turn our situation around. When it seems as if the world is falling down all around us, and it seems as if you're losing one thing after another, you got to hold on to your faith in God and know that God is a great sustainer. What I also notice about this text is that God never called or texted Job to prepare Job for what Satan was about to do. God never told Job, you are about to go through a test. God didn't do what the Weather Channel normally do when a storm is coming. He didn't alert Job, be prepared. You see, there's a category 5 storm about to come. Buckle down and brace yourself. Some fierce winds are about to blow through your life right about now. The text doesn't say that Job was warned, only that Satan showed up one day. And when he showed up and tested Job, he lost everything. You see, Job had faith in God. He knew that God was all powerful. God was everywhere and he knew all things. But Job held on to his faith in God. God even suggested that Satan would test Job. God knew that although Job would cry out in pain and loss over the things that was happening to him, that his faith would not waver. Can we say like Job today that I feel like going on? Though trials may come on every hand, I feel like going on. I don't believe that there are any words that could truly take away the pain of losing someone that you love. And I don't believe that there's anything anyone really can say to you to help you to deal with some health issues. They might encourage you, but it is only the word of God that gives us the strength to keep right on moving. That even though it seemed like the world is falling down all around us, and though we want to be a help to friends, we want to be a help to our family members, there are some things that you got to go through with God all by yourself. I don't know about you, but I've been there before. There are some things that a friend can't help you with, that only God can help you with. I know that when we read this text, life looked very bleak for Job. And I know that it looked like his life had changed in a way that was beyond repair. It might have looked as if there was no way out. But God wants us to see Job's faith and know that he operates in faith. You see, faith is the currency of heaven. And God has something waiting for those who refuse to give up when trouble comes. But trust and believe that he is sovereign. Hold on to your faith and don't let Satan provoke you to curse God for what you might be going through. Look to God for understanding. Look to God for hope when it appears as if the situation is hopeless. Look to God for strength to stand in the midst of your storm. Know that nothing is a surprise to God. He knows all about each and every one of us. And he knows what to do to bring us out. God is calling us to stand on our faith and trust him, who's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we might ask or think, according to the power that worketh within us. God is able. When Job heard his wife say, curse God and die. And when he heard his friends accuse him of being so sinful that the wrath of God would overtake him, Job got it in his mind that he would present his case before God. Job began talking to God, and the Lord listened to what Job had to say, but then God had something to say. But before God got to saying what he wanted to say, it seemed like God had forgotten about Job. And sometimes we feel that way. It seems as if God no longer cared about what was happening to him. And it seemed like the closer Job drew nigh to God, the more difficult life became. I sometimes, when I'm feeling that Job spirit on me, that down, depressed feeling, I go to Job 38 and I look at what God had to say to Job when Job was thinking so highly of himself. And I read those words, and you can read it yourself when you get home. But I want to share a couple of those verses with you. When God was speaking to Job, he said, where were you when I asked you some questions? Then I want you to answer me. Where were you when I laid the worst foundation? Tell me if you know. Who measured it? I'm not sure you know. Who stretched a measuring line across it? What was it built on? Who laid the most important stone? You see, sometimes we can get to thinking it's about us, but it's not about you. God says, further up in that chapter, he says, you do not know what you're talking about. Who do you think you are to disagree with my plan? You see, God will take you through some things, through some valleys, over some mountains, and then back in through some valleys. But we got to learn how to trust God and have faith and know that God is able. I trust that you will read it when you get home or at some point during the week and hear what God is saying to us. God is looking for us to have faith in him. He's looking to be able to brag about us as he bragged about Job. He's looking for faithful servants who will never doubt him even when we're in the storm. I'm not in any way implying or suggesting that the tests and trials of life are easy or that we will not hurt or grieve, but suffering is a part of life. I am suggesting that God will see us through no matter what the circumstance, the test or the trial. It might take a look, it might look a little dark today, but the sun will shine again. You might feel like you don't have the strength to make it another day, but know that you can find strength in God, the strength and the power of God to take you through. It might appear as if the circumstance is the beginning of your end, but with God, there can always be a new start, a better life than the one that you had before. As I look forward into this story towards the end, I see the second thing Job is showing us today, and that's humility. Humility can turn things around. Job was humble before God. Sometimes we forget about ourselves and how insignificant we really are in the grand scheme of God's work. God doesn't need us. We need God. Let go of that haughty spirit and let us humble ourselves before a just God. Every now and then we get so full of ourselves because we think we've accomplished this or we've done that. But it was God working things in us and through us. We look at what God has done and what God has put into place, and we think we can stand against it, but not so. The Lord will cause us to humble ourselves until we get our spirits right. We may not like some things or even understand some things, but know that the one who created us knows everything. He will set it right if you have faith in him. If you humble yourself, ourselves before a righteous God, he can turn some things around. As God continued his little talk with Job, in those next three chapters, he reminded Job of just who he has been, of just who he is, and who he shall be forevermore. In that 42nd chapter, as we come to the end of this story, Job is filled with joy for the opportunity to acknowledge God for who he is. Job understood and acknowledged that God is sovereign and God is just. God is the divine creator and then some. After God finished speaking to Job, he spoke to Job's three friends. He said, "I am angry with you and your two friends. You have not said what is true about me as my servant Job has. So now get 7 bulls and 7 rams and go to my servant Job. Then sacrifice a burnt offering for yourself. My servant Job will pray for you and I will accept his prayer. I will not punish you for saying the foolish things you have said. You have not said what is true about me or about Job." Sometimes when we are in a situation, us who are in the situation got to pray for those who are around us. We got to forget about ourselves and pray for the other person. We got to put our situation aside and know that somebody else need us to pray for them. Life that had been changed beyond recognition was made anew. A life filled with loss was now filled with more than Job had before. A life that appeared to be over was now filled with new hope and a bright future. The word says that Job prayed for his friends. The Lord made him prosperous again and gave him twice as much as he had before. It said the family came and celebrated with him. It said they sat down and broke bread with him as he celebrated the goodness of God. Sometimes we get in a situation, but at the end of it, God will cause us to receive the victory. I don't know what your it is today, but I know that God knows and that he's able to turn it around. I don't know how long you've been in this test, but God knows and he can bring you through it. I don't know how hard your trial might be today, but God knows and he can turn it around for you. Maybe you're sick. Maybe you're still looking for a job even now, but know that even now God can turn it around. If you hold on to your faith in God, if you humble yourself before a righteous God, if you seek the face of God and not the face of people, if you look at what you're going through and say, who am I that this would not happen to me? God is able to do anything but fail. We can't assume that every time something happened to us that it is not for our good. Sometimes if we don't stand up, we will never grow in our faith. We need our faith to be increased. So sometimes God will push the envelope just a little bit. I say to you today that we have to have faith in God. And that we have to humble ourselves before God. And that we have to stand righteous before a righteous God. This morning I shared a song. It's not a hymn. Pastor did a wonderful, wonderful job with those hymns. And I thank the choir for the sermonic selection that came just before I stood. But if you will allow me, I just want to share a song that has been in my spirit for over a month. And it just blesses me. The writer is Vishon Mitchell, and the song is called Turn It Around for Me. Sometimes discouraged, but not defeated. Cast down, but not destroyed. There are times I don't understand, but I believe it's turning around for me. I have troubles and disappointments. There are times I felt so alone. Some of my friends, they let me down. But I still believe it's turning around for me. Around for me and around for you. I can see the breaking of day. God is making a way. A change is coming for me if I stand strong and believe. There's no reason to doubt. I know he's working it out. He turned it around for me. The good news today is that it won't be like this always. God will perfect that concerns me. And sooner or later, it will turn favor. Favor will turn to me. Sooner or later, turn in my favor. Sooner or later, God is going to turn it around for me. And I want to skip down to this part. This is the part that really, truly, truly, truly blesses me. It says, God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. I see my future. It's already done. He's turning it around for me. No more sickness and no more pain. I shall be the head and not the tail. God says it and I believe it. He's turning it around for me. Is it anybody in here today that want God to turn it around for you? You've been going through hell and high waters. Things been coming at you from every side. Every time you turn around, there's something else. No more bills than there's money. More sickness than there is pills. Don't you want God to turn it around for you today? Don't you want to give God your heart? Don't you want to put your faith in the living God? Don't you want to humble yourself and stand righteous before a righteous God? God is able to do anything but fail. God can take you through some rough times. You might be going through the valley of the shadow of death right now. But God says, I'll be with you through it all. I'll take you through it and I'll bring you out of it. In fact, I'll prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. I want you to know that some things you go through is not your fault. Not because you haven't been faithful. Sometimes God want to take you to the next level. And when he's taking you to the next level, he got to test you. He got to try you to see if he can depend on you. If he took it from you, he'll give you double for your trouble. That's the kind of God I serve. He's able. He's able. He's able to turn it around. It look a little dark today, but the sun will come tomorrow. He'll turn it around. Yes, he will.
through this, been through that, and God turn it around. Remember what he did before and know that he's able. This is not the first time. You've been here before. You've had your back against the wall before. Know that God is able. And you shall come out like gold. Yes. Yes, you will. Keep your faith and don't let nobody turn you around. But God. Humble yourself before a righteous God. And stand up for what the word says. And if you forget, pick up your Bible and go back and read the promises of God. He promised never to leave nor forsake you. He promised to keep you. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all other things will be added unto you. Seek him today for all of you. He's turning it around. He's turning it around. I know he's turning it around. I see him coming. He's turning it around.